Right now, we want to ask the question, what age should you start asking your doctor about your prostate? Or what about that request for a mammogram or, say, a colonoscopy?
Yeah, and how your doctor responds to any of those questions, it might depend on the doctor themselves or where you live and what they are being told the recommendations are. So, for example, last week we know headlines were made when the U.S. Preventative Task Force said it thought women should start getting mammograms at age 40 instead of the current recommendation of 50. That's what we do here in Canada. 50 is the recommendation. Again, in the U.S., United States, colonoscopies, the recommendation is 45. Here, it's 50. And so we have lots of questions about this, Greg.
Yeah, throughout the day here at 680 CJOB, we're going to delve into those recommendations, starting with the WHO who sets those guidelines. I think I wanted to say who sets those guidelines, used to seeing WHO.
I made that mistake several times during the pandemic.
Pardon me. Our next guest knows that answer. We welcome to the start Dr. Ahmed Abousetta, co-chair, Canadian Task Force on Preventative Health, not with the WHO. Dr. Abousetta, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So tell us what your task force does, please.
So I'm the co-chair of the task force. Additionally, I'm an assistant professor of community health sciences at the University of Manitoba and director of knowledge sciences at the Georgian Fane Center for Healthcare Innovation here at the University of Manitoba also. The task force is an independent panel of experts in preventative healthcare and the methods for undertaking guidelines from all across Canada. And it's really important that the task force also members have no ties to industry or directly with government itself. That gives us our independent aspect.
So what do you, how do you go over all this stuff? Like, for example, you know, when I heard this change to mammograms in the States, I thought, I wonder if Canada will follow suit. And I'm going to guess that you, doctor, got the same sort of questions. And so when you hear of different countries changing how they're doing things, does that immediately launch a review, for example, of your own policies and guidelines around mammograms? How does that all work when, because there's so much to delve into?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So the question around breast cancer screening, who should be screened, what age should be screened, is a lifelong question that we've been looked at many times. We also have already started in early 2023 to reinvestigate and to look at the most recent evidence, even prior to the United States Preventive Services Task Force coming out with their new recommendations. And there is a lot of information, there's a lot of data that is available. What I could probably say is the most pertinent data from the highest quality studies on women who are, you know, randomized randomly to being advised to get a mammogram or not really hasn't changed a lot over the years. What's really changed is a lot of the smaller, lower quality studies have been coming out a lot more, but also a lot of important emphasis on implementation. So not just doing the recommendation, but is it actually being implemented? Looking at underserved populations, looking at equity. And I think that's a lot of the driving factor within the U.S. And again, you got to remember, the U.S. is a different population than Canada. They're based on, you know, insurance, while we are provided health care through our provinces. So there are a lot of nuances that are different between when we look at the U.S. and Canada.
So would that mean then, Dr. Abousetta, that we might be making recommendations because, A, we don't have the ability to deliver that many mammograms or colonoscopies, or because of the cost, because you referenced insurance there. So that procedure, if it starts earlier, I might have that covered by insurance versus the province or the or taxpayers having to pay for that here. Does dollars weigh into it at all, or access?
So with regards to our recommendations, we do not take economics into account. So we don't calculate, you know, how much would it cost to do a mammogram, or how much the treatment would cost, or how much it would save a province. Those kinds of questions are done at a provincial level. We have no implementation power. So we make recommendations across Canada, but individual provinces and territories then have the autonomy to decide what they're going to implement and how they're going to implement it. And I think one of the things that confuses a lot of people when they hear about the recommendations of the, you know, 40 years versus 50 years, we actually don't say don't screen at 40. We say that if a woman's values and preferences align with screening at starting from the age of 40, that she should have a conversation with her primary health care practitioner to understand what are the benefits and what are the potential harms of screening, and then make an informed decision, which we call shared decision making, And so that's something that, you know, that should be happening. And I would probably say half the provinces currently do that, where women can self-refer themselves to mammography, or they can have their primary healthcare practitioner refer them, or their radiologist refer them, while the other half are sticking with the 50-year mark. So I think there's a little bit of a confusion about that. And what we believe is our role is to empower women into making healthcare decisions on behalf of themselves.
And we also asked the question right off the top, what age should you start asking your doctor about your prostate? You've got the Manitoba Motorcycle Ride for Dad coming up on May 27th in support of prostate cancer research. So is it about, like, just when you get to a certain age you should start asking, or are there other factors we should, like, should it vary from person to person, maybe depending on family history, for example?
Yeah, so another this is a very good question, and I would also highlight that we're also undertaking a review on prostate cancer screening that is currently ongoing, and we're about halfway through that. So you may get the results similar time for both prostate and cancer, the new recommendations from us. But the question that I think you made an important point is, what about family history? What if I have symptoms or signs of cancer? That's no longer actually screening. Screening is for individuals who are at average risk, who sort of the person who's walking down the street, who isn't complaining, who doesn't have any past history or family history of cancer to worry about. If you are at an elevated risk of cancer, that's not the group that we're talking about. We're talking about the general Canadian that's walking down the street that doesn't really have any reason to be concerned more than that they are of a certain age and being a Canadian, of course.
Love to keep this going, but we're out of time. So we thank you very much, Dr. Ahmed Abousada. We appreciate the time and insight.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Dr. Ahmed Abousada, co-chair Canadian Task Force on Preventive Healthcare and assistant professor with the Department of Community Health Services, University of Manitoba, and the director of Knowledge Synthesis, George and Fei Yi Center for Healthcare Innovation. So again, we'll have much more on this topic through the day on 680 CJOB.